With SRN News, I'm John Scott. All eyes on Capitol Hill will be trained on President Biden's press conference on this evening. Bernie Bennett explains.
His press conference, landing amid the close of the NATO summit, also comes as President Biden's team tries to reassure wavering Hill Democrats he's up for another term. Senator Pete Welch became the first Democrat from the upper chamber to call on President Biden to stand aside Wednesday, arguing, quote, the latest data makes it clear that the political peril to Democrats is escalating. Then Representative Jared Golden of Maine went one step further and said he was unsure if he could even vote for President Biden. Speaker Mike Johnson, echoing the feelings of many in the GOP conference, was happy to highlight Democratic infighting as it enters its second week. He said Wednesday night on Fox News, quote, the Democrats are in total disarray. They don't have a plan B, but they know that they have a serious problem. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNews.com, at a news conference, Texas Emergency Management Chief Nim Kidd says floodwaters have yet to recede in parts of Texas drenched by Hurricane Beryl.
Water that we received in the northern part of our state will continue to come down as it tries to work its way to the Gulf. So even though you may have somewhat blue skies and no chance of rain, if there are barricades over a road, please do not remove them and please do not drive around them. Roads will still be dangerous as we work through these next several days for the waters to recede and rivers and creeks to get back in their bank.
Meanwhile, an executive from Houston's biggest utility says about 500,000 customers whose power was knocked out by Beryl will still be without power next week. CenterPoint Energy has struggled to restore power to affected customers. The company expects to get hundreds of thousands of more customers back online in the coming days, but others will be waiting much longer. At Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 41 points, but the NASDAQ losing 332. This is SRN News. Christians missing in Vietnam.
A group of 11 Vietnamese Christians are reported missing after being sentenced to 90 years in prison. According to the Christian Post, these individuals arrested between 2011 and 2016 include six Protestants and five Catholics, now unaccounted for in the Southeast Asian nation's prison system. All of them were part of the churches that were not officially recognized by the Vietnamese government, which frequently targets such groups under accusations of undermining national unity policy. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
The Digger Protestants are an indigenous group in Vietnam's Central Highlands. Terror attacks are forcing a denomination to close 70 churches. Those churches are in Nigeria's Plateau State. According to Christian Daily International Morning Star News, many of the congregants, they have been forced to flee their churches, farms, and homes. This is SRN News. Correspondent Margie Zaralata reports on the first witness to testify in actor Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial.
The first two witnesses called in Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial were officers who worked for the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office, who were the first on the scene. The lapel camera from Nicholas LaFleur showed cinematographer Helena Hutchins looking unconscious after she had been shot from a gun Baldwin was pointing during a scene setup. Footage from Tim Benavidez's lapel camera showed him securing the gun and dealing with the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez. Tierra's Reed, who is upset. The trial is expected to last 9 days.
Yellowstone National Park officials say a gunman killed by park rangers as he fired a semi-automatic rifle at the entrance of a dining facility with 200 people inside had plans to carry out a mass shooting. 28-year-old Samson Lucas Beria Fussner was from Milton, Florida. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.